This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian authorities are opening more military enlistment offices near Russia's borders in an apparent effort to intercept Russian men of fighting age who are trying to avoid getting called up to fight in Ukraine. The Saratov regional office and officials said that a new draft office opened Thursday at a checkpoint in Russia's border with Kazakhstan. Another military enlistment center was to open at a crossing in Astrakhan, a region also on the border with Kazakhstan, earlier this week. Makeshift Russian draft offices were set up near a border crossing into Georgia and on Russia's border with Finland. Russian officials say they would hand call up notices to all eligible men who were trying to leave the country. Russia planned to annex more of Ukraine on Friday in an escalation of the seven-month war that was expected to isolate the Kremlin further, draw more international punishment, and bring Ukraine extra military, political, and economic support. The annexation and planned celebratory concerts and rallies in Moscow and the occupied territories would come just days after voters supposedly approved Moscow-managed referendums that Ukrainian and Western officials have denounced as illegal, forced, and rigged. A Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, told reporters Thursday that four regions of Ukraine, Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia, would be folded into Russia during a Kremlin ceremony attended by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's expected to give a major speech. Peskov said the region's pro-Moscow administrators would sign treaties to join Russia in the Kremlin's ornate St. George's Hall. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea, U.S., and Japanese warships have launched their first anti-submarine drills in 5 years after North renewed ballistic missile tests this week. South Korea says Friday's one-day trilateral training off the Korean Peninsula's east coast is meant to cope with a North Korean push to advance its ability to fire missiles from submarines. North Korea has been building bigger submarines, including a nuclear-powered one, and testing sophisticated missiles that can be fired from them in recent years. The North's recent five missile launches, the first such test in a month, also came before the U.S. and after U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visited South Korea. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden said on Thursday telling leaders from more than a dozen Pacific Island countries that the U.S. was committed to bolstering its presence in the region and becoming a more collaborative partner as they face the existential threat of climate change. The president addressed the leaders who gathered in Washington for a summit as the White House looks to improve relations in the Pacific amid growing U.S. concern about China's growing military and economic influence. Biden delivered his remarks as his administration unveiled its Pacific strategy, an outline of the White House's plan to assist the region's leader on pressing issues like climate change, maritime security, and protecting the area from overfishing. The administration also pledged that the U.S. would add $810 million in new aid for Pacific Island nations over the next decade, including $130 million on efforts to stymie the impacts of climate change. Hurricane Ian has regained some strength after exiting Florida and taking aim at South Carolina. The National Hurricane Center said the storm spent only a few hours as a weakened tropical storm over Florida before it spun up into a Category 1 hurricane on Thursday in the Atlantic Ocean. Rescue crews were wading through water and using boats to rescue Florida residents stranded in the wake of Hurricane Ian. The Orange County Fire Department posted videos and photos of crews in a flooded neighborhood in the Orlando area. At least four people in Florida were confirmed dead on the state's eastern coast. Forecasters have issued a hurricane warning for coastal South Carolina and southeastern North Carolina ahead of another landfall Friday. Recapping our top story, Russian authorities are opening more military enlistment offices near Russia's border in an apparent effort to intercept Russian men of fighting age who are trying to avoid getting called up to fight in Ukraine. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.